Okay, you there now?
Yes, I think we got cut off when you clicked back over.
Yeah. Can you hold on just a second? I just got to finish this text.
Yes, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, hi. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up with you regarding your account and the past due payment.
Right. Tell me the name of the posting.
What name of the posting? You mean for your business?
That's correct.
It's for piano tuning and refinishing expert.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta write these things down there. I've written it down before, of course, being the designer of the name.
Yeah, I don't mind if we go over it again. Because if my memory serves me right, you had two businesses, right, that were kind of similar names, but a little bit different, correct?
Yes. Well, actually, I'm entering in a third business.
Oh, how exciting! Good for you.
It needs to be optimized.
Okay, is it also piano tuning, or what kind of business is the third one?
No, it's called the name of the website is called Business Capital Team, TEAM.com.
Okay.
I fund businesses money when they want some money to expand their existing business or start up a new business or buy equipment or buy new trucks if they're in trucking or buy new heavy equipment if they're in contracting or if they're in medical. They maybe want to buy x-ray machines or MRI machines. Well, then they can call me up and I can get them funded usually within 1 to 5 days if they anywhere from $8,000 to $2 million.
Wow, that's a really good business. $8,000 to $2 million. Okay, I'll put it on the notes here.
So, yeah, I'll be getting back to you guys about possible doing SEO posting on Google for that.
Okay, no problem. I'm putting that in the notes, so when you're ready, you won't have to explain this all to me again. I'll still have it. So I'm putting for businesscapitalteam.com. The website's nice. Did you do that yourself, or did you hire someone to do the site?
I don't know anything about making websites myself. If you scroll up, you'll be able to, there's a picture of me there, and there's different pages to open up and various things to look at.
I see the page there. That's awesome with your picture. You look familiar. Your picture, I think, is on one of your other sites too, right? I think I've seen your picture before.
It's on my piano, All Piano Services.
AllPianoServices.com. Right?
AllPianoServices.com.
Oh, there it is. Yep, that's the picture I've seen. You with the piano on Andrea Bocelli, right?
Yeah, that's one place. Yeah, I tuned for, Michael Bublé and Tom Petty when he was alive, and also the Eagles Recording Studio and Priscilla Presley and Nat Ashton Kutcher, Nicolas Cage, the Allman Brothers, Steely Dan, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Tony Bennett, Barry Manilow. The list goes on and on.
Who's your favorite of all the celebrities that you bet?
Probably my favorite, Michael Jackson, I would say.
Oh, interesting.
And Priscilla Presley has been the sweetest. She said, go take as many pictures with me as you want, Jeff. I want you to make sure you get a better one, a real good one.
That's nice.
So
I like celebrities
on my
like
website,
that are approachable. You
yeah,
know?
She's real sweet. Yeah. This was before her daughter, died, Lisa Marie died.
Oh.
So she was in a good mood. And since then,
yeah,
she's kind of gone downhill physically and emotionally.
She's been through a lot in her life. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, I couldn't imagine losing a child, even though she was, you know, grown. It's just not the way it's supposed to be, you know. The children aren't supposed to go before the parents. So I feel for her.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's pretty hard for her to go through that. Yeah, it would be hard for anybody. Actually, Lisa Marie was, I believe she was 52 years of age.
I think you're right.
She,
yeah, I know. She wasn't that old at all.
She looked as old as, in fact, she looked almost as old as her mother.
Yeah, her mother looks younger
Priscilla.
Than her. You're right. Yeah, Priscilla looks good compared to Lisa Marie, so. I think they said it was like stomach related too, right? Like something happened in her stomach.
I think I recall something about having a heart attack. Like Elvis had one.
Interesting. I
think I've inherited a weak heart.
Oh, maybe. That would make more sense because that's hereditary, you know?
Yeah.
On a side note, I love that song that Andrea Bocelli sings, It's Time to Say Goodbye. I think that's just, every time I hear it.
Yeah, that's his signature song, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
He sings that as a duet with the other lady.
Yeah, what is her name? I know exactly.
He sang it with Celine Dion before.
Yep, he has. But that's not the original one that sang it to him, with him. Oh, what was her name?
Right, yeah.
Let me look it up. It's Time to Say Goodbye. I'm going to see if I can find it. It'll show it. Sarah Brightman. That she was the original one, Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman. Oh, what a beautiful song. That's gorgeous. So, but anyhow, we can get this one up to speed and then you can call me when you're ready and we'll add the other one on there for you. So, my only question is something going on with this visa that we have ending in 5876 or were you wanting to put a new one on file?
5876 doesn't work.
No wonder. That's why
I remember I had to close it. I had to close it down because there was some kind of a glitch in it. I think there was some unauthorized debits that took place on that, so it had to be closed down. And I'm probably going to have to get you. A different link, let's see, a different link to a different bank. I'm going to be transferring money today into a different bank to help cover this. Let's see, I guess you're trying to get, I guess, a past due amount of $199.
Just $100. There's a service credit on your account for $99, so they're just trying to pull $100.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I mean, it wouldn't go through even if it was $10 if the card's no good, you know?
Right. The only thing I have that I can give you today is I just checked it last night. I opened an account with Capital One, but there's less than $70 in it, actually, I believe, at this point. I can give you about $55 of that.
Okay.
I can give you about, and if you get back to me later this week, I can pick up the rest. I'm going to check, see if I can check about, you know, having another open account to transfer some savings into checking or to a debit card.
Yep.
But let me get this, credit card, I think. I can pull some from that today.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I would almost feel better to, I can put the credit card in, but we'll do the whole 99 on, or the whole 100 on one transaction. So if we have to wait till next week, that's fine. But at least wait, we'll have the new card in here because the one that we have is no good. So what day next week are you thinking it would be doable?
Probably like Wednesday.
Okay, no problem. So I'll take the card now, but I'll set the invoice to process on next week Wednesday. And let me check my calendar.
All right.
It's going to be going into like the beginning of February. I want to just check the date just to be exact. So the date for next week Wednesday. Yep, I'm right. It's going to be February. It's going to be February 5th, okay?
All right. Here's the card.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready. Is it still a Visa or is this one a MasterCard?
Oh, great.
What happened?
Well, I may have, I know I had it last night. I'm looking, let's see. I might have put it in one of my shirts. Hold on a second.
Okay, no problem.
No, it looks like I will have to give you a different card because I can't seem to find that one. I must have put it in a shirt or something. And but let me give you my, it's called LBS.
Okay, LBS, and then is
LBS
it
Bank, long, it's called
Oh, for Long Beach, right? LBS?
Yeah. Originally, it was for Long Beach schools. It's a credit union.
Oh, okay. Great. And then the card number when you're ready.
Well, all I got to do is find that one now. All right. It's 4052.
Okay.
1200.
Got it.
1640.
Okay.
1411.
All
Want
right,
to repeat that?
Yes, I have 4052-1200-1640-1411.
Correct. Expiration 0928.
And the code?
938.
938. Okay. Now, is this one good to go now for the 100, or should we still wait till next Wednesday?
No, I hardly ever use this account. It's just a credit union thing that I keep as a spare, but I don't think there's more than $40 in there right now. Hardly ever use it, so I'm gonna have to take some money from the savings, put it in. But if
okay.
you want to do this on week from Wednesday. On what day?
Yep.
February 6th?
5th, February 5th.
Give me a call on the 4th just to make sure that it's all good and ready to go.
Yep, that's a good plan. Yeah, good idea. Cause I know me, I'd
yeah.
probably forget
yeah,
about
it.
Okay. Yeah. So I updated the
yeah,
card.
Yeah, make sure
and
I got the money in there.
No problem, Patrick. I set the invoice for next week Wednesday, but I'll call you on Tuesday the 4th just to double check and make sure that we're all good to go, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah. Call in the morning
okay.
usually. You know, what time do you start?
I start at 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, well, that's a little too early. Can you call me about 9 or 10?
Yep. I'll call you sometime between 9 and 10 next Tuesday. How's that?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so I'm sending myself a reminder. And then that way, in case you didn't have time to transfer, my name again is Tina from Local Splash. And then if you have to
uh-huh.
update to the other card that you thought was in your shirt pocket, we can. But if you already made the transfer, we'll just use this one next week, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Patrick. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too. All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Okay, you too. Bye.